Hi, I'm Franco Dealers 35. I'm going to talk a bit about the history behind the Tea Parties from when Ron Paul started them up to the present day, where they're just being accepted by mainstream Republicans, and now it's not about really how it was when it first started. It's gone in a different direction, is what I guess I would say. Basically, the Tea Party movement started out, they weren't really like tea parties back then. Back then, a lot of these people, I think, were Ron Paul revolutionaries. I'm kind of a Ron Paul revolutionary myself. I like Ron Paul and a lot of what he has to say. I don't agree with him on every issue, because he's a social conservative in some aspects, and I'm kind of like an individualist. I mean, like, and I don't think you can really like legislate issues like abortion, because that's a woman's right to choose, in my opinion. Like, Ron Paul would disagree with me, probably. But the way I see it, basically, Ron Paul, in 2008, 2007, people were really angry about George W. Bush and the bailouts. Rather than bailing out Main Street, he took the time to set up a bailout for Wall Street, and he wanted to save the big banks. He said that he basically said that he abandoned free market principles, say the free market. I think that's something he said. Another quote, I think I remember seeing him say somewhere that Wall Street got drunk. It wasn't just about Ron Paul. A number of candidates, including Barack Obama, were at the time saying that the fundamentals of our economy were weak. Barack Obama wanted more central planning. He thought that the government needed to have more regulations on our financial institutions, and that we needed better regulation to solve the crisis. Ron Paul had a different idea. I was a liberal at the time, modern liberal, like kind of like democratic liberal, so I was more inclined to agree with Obama's position. But basically, Ron Paul really, he talked about freedom, central planning. He talked about the Federal Reserve and how it keeps on printing money, and how just that won't doing adding more fuel to the fire, I guess, won't really help us. It'll just make things worse. And when I read his book, I was kind of, I guess, I didn't really understand what he said was saying at first, because I kind of liked what he was saying about constitutionalism and freedom, and yeah, so I don't think his economic message got caught on, because that wasn't what people were liking him for back then. Back then, people thought his views on the economy were, like, totally false, and no one listened to him. Now everyone's listening to him. But, like, before, he was talking about foreign policy and the military and how we need to bring our troops home, and talking about the Patriot Act. And basically, it started a movement around him, and people basically got the idea that the correct idea that the government is getting too large, that it's becoming somewhat of a big brother state, and Ron Paul was really the only candidate who offered solutions for that. So people began rallying around him, the Ron Paul Revolution, to bring an end to the Big Brother state. He also had some other foreign economic positions. He wanted to return to the gold standard, which makes sense somewhat. He's changed his position. Now he wants a commodity standard, since that'd be a gold standard. You don't necessarily need a gold standard to have good currency. But, basically, he talked about freedom and how the Federal Reserve manipulates the market. And at the time, I thought it was only capitalism was a problem, and basically that it was all capitalist system that was the cause of all of our problems, and I didn't realize that that wasn't necessarily true. So I looked into more of what Ron Paul had to say. I looked into more of what other people had to say and libertarians had to say, and I found out that our economic system is extremely fragile, and it's based on federal manipulation and interest rates, and I kind of don't think that's right. So basically, people who were tired of that, listened to Ron Paul, and they started rallying around him, and they started, the End the Fed movements, and they wanted non-authoritarian government. They thought that we shouldn't have government health care. Yes. People thought that I'll get to that later, but they didn't like the bailouts. People on both sides were against bailouts. And then a movement was formed. A coalition among both the left and the right was formed. People from political rallies were basically, they are saying they don't like either of the two parties. So, there are signs saying, "We don't like you either," or something like that. And it was a really true movement for small government. And Ron Paul, after the economic collapse took place, people started to listen to Ron Paul, because he was the only one that said that the economy would be really bad and we'd face... And no one listened to him at the time, so now people listen to him because he ended up being right. So, a movement was centered around the Federal Reserve and exposing the I think some people even wanted to expose the IMF. And so, basically, it was a truly independent movement back then. And I guess in the next part, I'll talk about how... I don't want to make this podcast too long, since no one would listen to it. But in the next part, I'll talk about this other half of the history. When Fox News has taken over the Tea Party movement, and I'll talk about how it's been hijacked by the pro-establishment Republicans and how they've infiltrated the group. And basically, how it's devolved into a partisan thing we see, or maybe it's not partisan, but certainly just... Now it's a Sarah Palin thing, or whatever. It's definitely a Republican thing now, so... I'll talk about in the second half the history of the Tea Party movement. Since I haven't taken part in the Tea Party movements, but I've been keeping a close eye to them, and I had a feeling that it would be taken over by the establishment, but I hope that you like my podcast enough to listen to the second history, and I hope that this enlightens people and helps them and motivates them to look up some stuff about what happened, and so they can see what it really meant at first. So, alrighty, that's all for now. Signing off.